A U.S. district judge ruled the Florida law violates the constitutional provision against unreasonable searches. Georgia's had a similar law on the books since 2012, but it hasn't yet been implemented. Chad Brock, an attorney with the ACLU of Georgia, says he wouldn't be surprised if the state of Florida appeals the ruling to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals.
However, the 11th Circuit, back in February, in extending the injunction against the drug testing law, really scrutinized the reasoning behind the law. So I think they're going to have a tough time if they go back before the 11th Circuit.
None of the sponsors of the Georgia law granted an interview, but State Senator John Albers did release a statement. It says in part, quote, "The recent court ruling is disappointing and not consistent with the values of America. If individuals are receiving aid at the taxpayer's expense, citizens have the right to know how their funds are being appropriated." Georgia Attorney General Sam Olin's office says it has no comment on the ruling. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.